Hi, this is Margaret McMahon bringing you the weekly Out and About program, highlighting things to do in and around our area. Well, a quick reminder that daylight savings time ends this weekend. Therefore, when you go to bed Saturday night, turn your clocks back 1 hour. Fall back, and maybe you can reclaim that 1 hour you lost in the spring. Early voting continues at the election board at 331 South Morgan Street today, Thursday, November the 3rd, through Friday, November the 4th, from 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., and again on Saturday the 5th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Early voting ends Saturday, November the 5th at 3 p.m., with Election Day voting on Tuesday, November the 8th from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. at designated polling places. Please vote. It's your duty to our country. Today, Thursday, November the 3rd, Madison Marketplace will have a special fundraiser for My Life Matters from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Tickets are only $30, so come find some special deals and support a most worthy cause of My Life Matters. Now, Friday's really going to be busy. Four Seasons Floral and Gifts on the Durham Road will have their open house at 8 a.m., and I hear Drizzle Donuts will be there. Specialty Design on Main Street has their holiday open house this Friday and Saturday, and they have a new Roxborough Christmas ornament, so be sure to get there before they're sold out. Oink and Move food truck will be at Black Creek Brewery on Depot Street from 5 to 8. There's a murder mystery dinner at the Homestead Restaurant, so I hope you already have your tickets for that. Also this Friday starts the weekend of recognition of Veterans Day in our area. On Friday evening at 1792 Beer Company on Main Street from 5 to 8, veterans will be gathering for a kickoff celebration, so come join them. Also on Friday night, November the 4th, the free movie at the Kirby will be Clifford the Big Red Dog, and the Person County Animal Protection Society will be selling concessions. Come see a funny movie and help a most worthwhile organization. You might even get to pet a few furry friends. Friday evening at Palace Point, they'll have the band Misbehavin' in the skating rink area. Admission is $15 a person, and the music starts at 8 p.m. They'll have a cash bar. The Allensville Volunteer Fire Department annual turkey shoot starts this Friday, November the 4th, and continues each Friday through December the 2nd. Ticket sales start at 6:45 p.m. and shooting starts at 7 p.m. Tickets start at $5. You'll find plenty of good food also there with some fine fellowship, so come out and support the Allensville Volunteer Fire Department while having fun. Habitat for Humanity store will be open on Saturday the 5th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and again on Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Saturday morning, November the 5th from 8 to 5, Village Gallery and Rolling Hills Garden Center will be having their holiday open house. And I understand they have a really special guest coming there from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They even have a special fall sale going on. Also on Saturday morning from 8:30 to 11:30, there'll be another huge outdoor yard sale at Palace Point. On Saturday morning at 10 a.m., there'll be a Veterans Day parade on Main Street with special honor and recognition to our Vietnam veterans and a welcome home celebration. Staging for the parade starts at Roxborough Baptist Church at 9 a.m. for all veterans that want to be in the parade. The parade ends at the Person County Museum of History with a program honoring veterans starting at 11 a.m. All veterans are encouraged to participate, and there'll be a way to ride in the parade if you do not want to walk the parade route. Saturday morning continues with the holiday open house at Madison Marketplace at 10 a.m., as well as the holiday vendor market at Shops of Hallsway, also starts at 10 a.m. Many vendors and many choices for homemade items. On Saturday, November the 5th, the Hurdle Mills Volunteer Fire Department's annual barbecue will start at 4 p.m., takeout only, $8 a plate, and is at Clement Baptist Church. Part-time Party Time Band will be playing at Tunnel Creek Winery and Vineyard from 4 to 7 on Saturday, November the 5th. The Veterans Council will be hosting the annual military dinner dance in the Fellowship Hall at Antioch Baptist Church. All veterans with a guest are invited to free dinner, starts at 6 p.m. Saturday evening. String Break will be playing at Tunnel Creek Winery and Vineyard on Sunday, November the 6th from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. During the week of November the 7th through the 11th, you're being asked to join in the Operation Green Light for Veterans. Place a green light on your porch or in a window, showing support for our veterans. This can be done in your business as well as your home. On Friday, November the 11th, Veterans Day, there will be a special breakfast for the brave, Roxboro Family Mood Center at 480 Burlington Road from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. This is open to all Person County veterans with a guest, and it's sponsored by the Roxboro Moose Family Center, Kelly Small of North Main IGA, and Lisa and Steve Thomas of Timberland Restaurant. To continue to honor veterans on Veterans Day, Friday, November the 11th, there'll be a program beginning at 11 a.m. at the Person County Veterans Memorial Park on Morgan Street. Hope you will take time to honor our veterans on that day. In Uptown Roxboro, Friday evening the 11th at Black Creek Brewery, they'll have Kono Pizza Food Truck. And the Ryan Perry Band will be performing at the Homestead Friday evening, November the 11th, starting at 7 p.m. So call now for your reservations. Well, I hope this has given you some ideas for a fun weekend, as well as giving you some things to put on your future calendar. And thank you for listening. Don't forget to set your clocks back Saturday night. Have a wonderful week in beautiful Roxboro and Person County. And now a word from the Quality Inn of Roxboro and Ford Bradshaw of Edward Jones, a financial advisor, who so kindly bring you Out and About every Thursday.